It's called Operation T-Bone, and for over six decades has had an impact on West Central Iowa. It's a mission that has changed over the years, but is still very relevant today. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say their name. Visit agroliquid.com.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgroLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agroliquid.com.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
West Central Iowa has long been a prime spot to finish cattle.
In 1951, there were 97 carloads of fat cattle from western Iowa went to Chicago Star Yards.
Sam Grable is speaking of Operation T-Bone. It was the idea of Audubon banker Al Cruz who helped get local cattlemen to put those 97 carloads of finished cattle on the rails, plus convince the railroad to attach three Pullman cars so farmers could go to the Chicago Yards with them. Over time, the stockyards in Chicago went by the wayside, and the rails were no longer the preferred way to get cattle to market. In the 70s and 80s, the cattle were trucked to the Omaha stockyards for the annual T-Bone sale. Eventually, those stockyards, too, went out of business in the city, but the Audubon area continued feeding cattle, and the annual Operation T-Bone lives on, although it is different than it was back in the 50s.
We still have a fat cattle sale in Anita. We've had local auctions do it for several years now, and it's the only fat cattle sale they have in Anita the whole year.
It's not only cattle, but an event for the entire town and region as well.
We have a celebration on the second Tuesday of August. And we have a parade and everything that goes with it, food and stuff up in the park and entertainment and pretty much all day Saturday. And then the next Tuesday is when we go to Anita with the fat cattle.
But there's another piece of the story that looms large, as any visitor to town well knows. And that's next time as we travel the countryside in Audubon, Iowa. I'm Andrew McCrae.